it's time to talk about cats. Yes, it's hard to believe that in the internet era, where Grumpy Cat and Keyboard Cat have become celebrities, and seemingly every third item we see on Facebook is a cat video, that we'd need to spend more time on felines. And yet, there is a research project aiming to do just that. Here to tell us why is David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Now, cat tracker may sound like an internet meme, but there are actually some pretty important research questions relating to cats.
There are, and I speak, by the way, as a longtime owner of cats. Cats, of course, are hunting machines, and the question has always been, do domestic cats in the wild, what kind of an effect do they have on the environment? The answer is they have a heck of an effect on the environment. They kill a staggering number of birds in particular, but also small rodents, even reptiles and amphibians. There was one study several years ago that estimated they kill between 1.4 billion and 3.7 billion birds a year in the United States. And that's an extensive effect that it'd be good to have a sense of. But nobody's ever really studied what domestic cats do. Research knows more about feral cats. So that's where this rather interesting cat tracker program was developed.
And people can participate themselves if they want. So how does this work?
What it does, and it sounds kind of funny if you own a cat when you first hear this, is basically you buy or make a little harness and put a little tiny GPS unit in it and stick it on your cat. Cat wanders around all day, and then after a certain period of time, you take the GPS unit off and upload the data, and you can see the maps of where they've gone. You get a sense as to how far they travel, where they travel, and when they travel there. Now, this is pretty limited data. There's no camera to show whether they've made kills or anything along those lines. Down in North Carolina, the researchers are doing some follow-up studies of correlating tracking with food and age and the health of the cat. But the idea is just to get a better sense as to what effect they might have. I talked to Tim Walsh, who's the citizen science coordinator for the Bruce Museum in Greenwich, Connecticut, about it. And he admitted that part of the desire for the program from their point of view was to let people see where their cats go and maybe convince them subtly to keep their cats indoors. My cats have always been indoors only, even though they'd like to go outside sometimes and it's kind of annoying. I keep them indoors just because I don't want them killing the birds and the chipmunks that I like outside. But perhaps as compared to the environmental argument, another argument is to keep your cat indoors because it's better for the cat. And they argue that these pathways that show people where their cats go. Some of them are out wandering on the major highways and whatnot. People will realize how very dangerous it is to let Tiger and Fluffy go wandering off all day. And not just dangerous for songbirds, but dangerous for Tiger and Fluffy, particularly now that coyotes are pretty well established and a few other larger predators, including the famous red-tailed hawk.
Cats have already basically taken over the internet. Now they're expanding their reach into the world of research. Is there going to be anything left that cats don't control in a few years?
No, I think that the addition of funny cat videos to scientific research would be a valuable thing to happen for our country, because if nothing else, it will lure lots of kids into STEM classes, because if you have the chance of making a funny cat video for credit, that's even better than learning the periodic table.
Well, until then, David, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.